And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A 49-year-old man was killed Friday in a grass-cutting accident in Huron County, according to the Sheriff's Office. Deputies said the incident happened near Finkel Road, south of Purdy Road. Emergency crews were called to the scene shortly after 1:15 p.m. after co-workers reported that a local farm worker had been missing for about an hour while mowing. The man, identified as David D. Lemke, was later discovered in a ditch beneath an overturned John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. His co-workers were able to free him from the equipment, but he was later pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office has ordered an autopsy. Authorities say the search for a 36-year-old Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale came to a tragic end yesterday morning. Babbitt was found deceased in a cornfield off 3rd Street by a CAM search and rescue team. Investigators say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and likely took his life earlier in the week. The Huron County Sheriff thanked the many agencies and volunteers who helped in the 5-day search, as well as local businesses and community members who supported the efforts. With the state considering privatizing mental health services, agencies like Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems are speaking out about the impact. On September 17th, they joined other agencies and clients in Lansing for a 21st annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes rally. The event highlighted the importance of mental health services that support more than 300,000 Michiganders facing mental health and developmental disabilities. Participants thanked Senator Dan Lowers and Representative Gregory Alexander for attending the event, sponsored by the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. Huron County has a new 73B District Court judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julian Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st of 2027, placing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Mad Axe holds a bachelor's in early childhood education from the University of Georgia and a doctorate from Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwedler, and O'Mara, specializing in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the board of the Thumb Area Transit and is also a member and current member and former president of the Huron County Bar Association. Cassidy Park was the site of a solemn candlelight vigil September 19th as the community gathered to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. The evening featured hymns and speeches from guests, including Catherine Bizard of Salt and Light Global and Pastor Chuck Carr, who shared personal reflections on Kirk's life and values. Organizers thanked many for their support, including Israel Wayne, Flowers by Grace, Samantha Block, Linda Steck, and Richard Love, along with others who helped make the event possible. The vigil ended with a candlelighting ceremony as attendees joined together in singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee in tribute. The Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data, including driver and vehicle information, to corporations and credit bureaus nationwide from October 2023 to September of 2024, generating about $1.29 million. The sales are illegal under state law, but privacy concerns have been raised over the lack of opt-out options and use of data for marketing. Legislators are considering new laws, like the Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act, to strengthen protections against data sales and unauthorized use. The practice remains under scrutiny amid ongoing debates over privacy and consumer rights. And that's going to wrap up our news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff. I'm going to send it on over to the man, the myth, and the legend, Steve Adamson, for the weather. Steve, how's the precise weather looking today?